With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will make a quick trip to Israel early next week. That's according to the State Department. It comes amid growing tensions in the region. The U.S. Embassy staff in Israel being urged to quickly leave the country amid the threat of possible military action against Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee encouraged embassy staffers to immediately book flights out of Israel and to make their way to Washington. He wrote in an email that outbound flights may or may not be available over the coming days. President Trump has threatened military action if Iran does not agree to a far-reaching deal on its nuclear program. Iran insists it has the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes and denies seeking a nuclear weapon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Pakistan and Afghanistan have been trading attacks and a dramatic escalation of tensions between them. Pakistan's defense chief now says the two neighbors are at war.
Just after parts of Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia were bombed by Pakistani fighter jets, a social media post from Pakistan's defense minister Khwaja Asif declared open war with Afghanistan, saying our patience has reached its limit. He was referring to Pakistan's oft-repeated complaint that the Taliban in Afghanistan shelter militants who attack soldiers and civilians in Pakistan, an allegation the Taliban denies vehemently. The latest fighting has led to dozens of deaths on either side.
Former President Bill Clinton has told members of Congress that he did nothing wrong in his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and says no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse scandal were ever clear to him when he was still having dealings with Epstein. Clinton says by the time the abuse came to light with a 2008 guilty plea, he had long stopped seeing Epstein. This is SRN News. Abortion pills feature in a Texas murder case.
John Demeter, a 25-year-old from the town of Spring, is charged with secretly giving his pregnant girlfriend abortifacients, causing her to lose the unborn child. Police say Demeter had been urging the woman to have an abortion, offering to pay for the procedure, but she had refused. This is the latest of several similar cases in various states. Pro-life advocates predict there will be more, so long as abortion pills are widely available. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government in Algeria is ramping up persecution of Christians. Peter Gustin, a religious freedom advocate who focuses on Algeria, tells International Christian Concern that government officials have tightened restrictions on non-Muslim religious groups, making it more difficult for Christians to practice their faith, organize events, or even gather together. Scores of churches have been closed in the last 10 years in Algeria, where the population is 98% Muslim. This is SRN News. Scouting America now has some new marching orders, and they are dancing to the beat of a new drum at the Pentagon. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains what's at stake.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has announced that Scouting America will alter several policies at the urging of the Pentagon, including a requirement the members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity, while adding a military service merit badge and waiving registration fees for children of military personnel. The military has a long history of sponsoring scout troops and has maintained a strong relationship with the Eagle Scouts, whose members often enlist in the armed forces. Hegseth says the Pentagon will vigorously review the changes the organization has made in 6 months and will cease its support of Scouting America if it fails to comply. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow right now struggling is down by 740 points. More at SRNnews.com.